Archers for the week 13 to 18 June 2004.
Ed's Sunday Trading.
Hi there, Ed.
Oh, Kirsty. What are you doing here?
Oh, browsing, you know. Oh, I love car boots.
Well, I used to.
Are you allowed to sell all this? Strawberries and compost. The guy on the gate told me it was second-hand stuff today.
It's a bit of a grey area. He's dope, isn't
he? Oh, what? You didn't realise you were a trader?
Keep your voice down. Well, we've paid for our pitch, haven't we? No one's been around.
Ed!
Shut up and buy some strawbs.
How much?
£2 a pound.
Oh, go on then.
Two?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. You all right?
What could do with a pee?
Oh.
Well, Jazz has gone off. He said it'd be 5 minutes, he'd been gone an hour.
Oh, it's easy to lose track of time. It's funny, I don't usually see food for sale here, apart from the burger guy. You're the second stall I've come across today.
Well, like I said, the guy's a dope. It's only strawberries. So, have you come to this one regular, then?
Yeah, I do. Here.
And there you go.
Thanks.
Home farm's best.
All right.
Jazz and me helped pick them last year, but never again. That's for losers.
No, I've done picking. Kills your back.
Yeah, I'm better off working for Tom.
Hey, Ed!
Oh, the Wanderer returns.
Hiya, Jazzy.
Oh, Kirsty. All right.
Yeah, you get anything?
Hi. But Ed, this wee hat. Look. What do you think, Ed? Reminds you of anything? Hilarious. I thought you could wear it when you were packing the sausages.
Oh, I've got to get one of them for Tom. Can you have any more?
Aye, all sorts.
Aye, you must be a trader in all then.
Where did you get it?
See that hedge? Along there.
How far down?
Just behind this burger stand. Near the guy selling the meat.
Oh, you saw him too,
what?
Did you?
What? Why didn't you say anything?
I was just about to.
Oh, that's what I meant before, Ed. This bloke was selling it out the back of his van.
Behind his bric-a-brac table.
What does he look like?
Big bloke, I don't know.
Yeah, keep an eye on things, Jazz.
Ed!
Hiya, love. Oh. How's it going out there?
Oh, busy. I'll need Eddie this week to help with the hay.
Oh, right. Mm.
That beef smells good.
Yeah. I'm hoping it'll tempt Helen. You can do with a square meal.
Just slap some between two bits of bread for me, will you? I'm going back out.
What?
No time for the full works today.
Oh, Tony, you might have said.
I'm sorry.
I had hoped we could all sit down together as a family. Try and act normally.
Some chance.
Not on a mountain of spuds.
Well, at least I've stopped you before you peeled all the carrots.
Great.
Tom will have the spuds. Or is Kirsty coming? She always eats like a horse.
Not for lunch. She rang to speak to Helen again a few minutes ago. I called up the stairs, but no answer.
Oh, dear.
So I went up and told her.
And how was she?
Oh, I knocked on her door and gave her the message. I didn't dare go in. Silence from the other side was deafening.
Well, maybe she's asleep.
Kirsty wants to visit her this afternoon.
Oh, good.
Whether Helen will want to see her, though. She's so volatile.
Yeah, we need to tread gently.
It scared me on Friday. It's as if she really hated us.
Well, I'm no psychologist, but I reckon she's angry at Greg. And because he's not here...
We're next in the firing line.
Mm.
But we're the ones who love her most.
Yeah, I know.
Screaming at us like that, it cut through me like a knife.
Yeah, me too.
She means it with me, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And how could she possibly say we don't know what it feels like?
I don't know. Maybe she meant it's her grief, not ours. And oh, hello.
Dad, I'm making lunch.
Not for me.
Oh, Helen, I've done all this now.
You...
Oh,
excuse me, can I get to the coffee?
I'll make you one.
I'm not helpless.
That's not what your mum meant.
Yeah. Kirsty's rung twice now. I called.
Deaf, I heard, all right?
Sorry.
Jazz!
What?
Give me a hand with this lot.
Eh?
Just open the van!
Okay, okay. What's the rush?
That bloke! Come on, get on with it!
Okay.
He was selling meat, I saw it.
So did I. I told you.
Well, come on! Don't just stand there!
What's happening?
He's packing up, we're gonna follow him.
We could go out for a walk. It's a lovely afternoon.
I'd send out a search party.
Not if I'm with you.
They'd think they'd have better things to do on the farm than keep tabs on me all day.
They're worried about you.
I've had a pound for every time I've heard that.
Sorry. P people miss you in the shop.
Oh, what, my cheeky grin or my sparkling conversation?
Well, one or two customers were asking after you yesterday.
That's not the same thing.
I miss you. There's no one to have a proper natter with.
I've never been a natterer, Kirsty.
You know what I mean. Not that I think you should come back if you're not feeling up to it.
It was quite a strain last week. I just hate people knowing.
Oh, I know.
It's no one's business. How are things at the shop?
Fine, yeah. The salad stuff's flying off the shelves. And the 2-for-1 offer went well.
Good. I had a dream about Greg last night.
Oh, yeah?
We were in this field. And I was running around it like mad, but I was trapped. Didn't know the way out. And then it was really weird. I, like, turned into him.
Oh, my
God. But I still couldn't find the exit. Then it changed into a fairground, one of those carousels with the horses that go up and down. And Greg was one ahead of me, and I kept calling and calling, but he wouldn't turn around. Can't remember anymore.
Were you upset he didn't hear?
Not in the dream. Afterwards, when I woke up.
Do you dream about him a lot?
I don't sleep a lot.
Well, when you do.
Yes.
Oh, Helen.
Please don't.
What?
Don't give me your tea and sympathy voice. I don't want it.
I care about you.
Well, fine, but just don't patronise me. I'm tired of it. I don't know where Tom is.
He's gone back to the unit. It's you I came to see.
Why?
Oh, you don't have to do this.
What?
Put up this front.
Well, there you go again. I don't even think you know you're doing it.
Oh, you're very independent, Helen. I respect that in you, actually. I need people around me all the time. I'm hopeless. But don't cut yourself off. Please.
Look, I'm dealing with this in my own way, and I don't need any help.
Like Greg didn't need any. You tried to get him to see someone, and he wouldn't.
Ah, right, so that's why you've come. To get me to unburden myself to a complete stranger.
Well, don't you need to unburden yourself?
Stop trying to trap me. I'm fine. I'm coping.
There's no shame in needing support. Oh, you've been through hell. It can be easier talking to someone who's not involved, who you've got no history with. And there's loads of counsellors out there. We've got enough of their cards up in the shop.
I'm not interested, all right? Why is everyone trying to force me?
Because grief's a dead weight that'll crush you if you don't let it out. And the people who care about you won't stand back and watch that happen.
Ah, right, so Mum's put you up to this.
Oh, no, I thought of it myself. I'm not giving up on you, Helen.
Oh, I wish you would. Can I come in?
Oh, hi, Pat.
I need some air.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's fine. We've had our cosy chat now, Mum.
Do you want company?
Not yours.
Oh, heck.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault.
That's what she's like.
Oh, no.
It can't be easy for her, living at home again.
It must be hard for you and Tony, too.
Well, thanks for coming round.
That's all right.
Did she... Oh, dear, it sounds as if I'm spying. Only she won't talk to us.
I suggested that maybe she see someone.
Oh? And?
It didn't go down too well.
It's one hell of a screen, isn't it?
Yeah, Maggie.
What do you think our chances are?
Well, against the strongest team in Europe.
Well, that's not very patriotic.
We'll see. Yeah, point here, Sid, when you're ready.
I'll get these.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. You on for some more work this week?
Well, you offering?
Yeah, we're well behind.
Yeah, tall. Great. Thanks, Tony.
Grab them seats, guys. Got them. Oh, it's busy.
Well... I'm with France.
Oh, you traitor.
It's a Mary Queen of Scots thing. The old alliance.
So, you believed them then?
Huh?
Well, did you?
Aye. Looked innocent enough.
It's a shame. I thought we were onto something there.
Nice that estate where he lives. My mum would love a house there.
Yeah.
He reminded me of your dad.
I didn't know nothing like him.
Same situation, though. Selling the stuff on for someone else.
Well, that hard-pressed farmer thing.
Sounded legit to me.
But it ain't unless it's been through an abattoir.
You went up priggy when you told him
that. Yeah, it rattled him a bit, though, didn't it?
Right. Maybe sweated a bit.
I bet he thought we were official, then.
Don't get carried away.
Yeah, but... Well, he still can't be sure we won't shop him, so it was a result.
Was it?
Well, he said he'd phone if he heard anything.
Why would he?
What, phone?
No, find out anything. I mean, he's just a regular guy doing his brother-in-law farmer a favour. It's, it's not like he was in with a big gang or working for Snatch.
Well, no, but...
Well, it's like what I said. He's like your dad. He can't tell you what he doesn't know.
He's not going to ring, is he?
Oh, wouldn't he hold your breath?
Damn, don't we have a lead at last?
We tried, mate.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, it's back to square one, isn't it?
All right, boys.
Oh, hi.
Dad?
You done well to get them two seats.
Oh.
Oh, no, sit down. I'm at the bar with Tony. He just off miss of work, you know.
Oh, top man.
So, how did it go this morning?
That was okay. 95 quid.
Good, then.
Yeah. You never guess what we seen at the car, but...
What's that?
It was this guy selling...
How wed?
Look, save it for another time, mate. I've got my point, matey.
What was that for?
You're about to blab.
So, what, is it a state secret?
Look, I don't want to go raising his hopes. There's no point. It was a dead end.
Aye.
And don't you dare say nothing to him, or we'll come to that.
Okay.
We tried and we failed.
Pity.
He's been in one hell of a state over this.
What? Is he new to the courts then?
Jazz?
Sorry.
Well, he's old, isn't he? Don't know, I could handle it, maybe, but. Dad? Prison would just about finish him off.
There's a bit of spit and polish.
There. Oh, you can eat your dinner off this bar now.
You've missed a bit here.
Oh.
Place still smells from last night.
Well, it shouldn't do. The bottom of me and Frieda give it this morning.
It went the way I thought.
The match?
The takings.
Oh, yeah, that big screen's a gold mine.
Have you done Lucy's picture? Oh, give us that polish.
Well, it's a bit cluttered back here now.
Nonsense.
We don't want any mystery judges thinking we keep the place untidy.
Pass the duster.
Oh...
You're not a minimalist bar, but a country pub. I expect a few knickknacks.
Yeah, a few.
And this photograph lends the personal touch.
Yeah, a bit too personal, maybe.
What if I get a call next Sunday?
Hey?
Father's Day. Huh. Yeah. Matthew's got Lucy's eyes, hasn't he, look?
I hope there weren't no judging last night, because Clary were looking more like a dinner lady than a barmaid.
Huh?
Polyester blouse does her no favours. It's boxy.
Is it?
She could make more of an effort with her clothes.
Why?
Well, they're not very inviting.
Blimey, Jolene. This isn't a hostess bar.
No, but we're all on show behind here. It's like a stage.
Yeah, well, you're used to performing. It comes natural to you.
Oh, Frieda's made an effort this past week.
Yeah, she's behind the scenes.
Even so. She had a spot of lipstick on this dinner time when she brought the shepherd's pie through. It weren't lost on Mr. Booth. He bought her a Guinness.
Attitude's far more important than looks. We've got to be super polite, even to the regulars.
That includes not punching them in the eye, then.
Or blowing smoke in their faces, my sweet. Oh. You never know who's watching. I'll see to the gents.
It should ease a bit now I've trimmed the hoof.
Thanks, Alistair.
Just keep a close eye on her.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello, David.
Didn't know you were back.
I've been stacking bales with Bert. I was wondering if Daniel would like to see the Leverets after school.
Oh, yeah.
I know Shula's taking him into Borchester, but they could come afterwards. About six?
Fine.
Six will be good.
Aha! Oliver's here.
I'd like to have seen them too.
Well, come then.
No, I can't. I'm meeting Eddie in the pub to talk tactics. Tactics? The bush tucker challenge. For the faith.
Oh.
The committee recruited us.
So, what, your Ambridge's answer to Anton Deck?
Bet you can't do the accent, Brett.
Oh, no. No, I'm not commentating, not this year. Learned my lesson at a wife-carrying contest.
Oh, yes.
Clary still hasn't forgiven me for broadcasting her weight over the tunnel.
I should think not.
No, we're just devising the challenges. And it's not just going to be food. It's going to be some endurance tests, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard you were taking a tip from those Japanese game shows.
You must be joking.
Well, I'm going to have a go. It's only a bit of fun.
As long as it's not life-threatening.
Oh, no, don't worry. Jill's given me the health and safety briefing.
Afternoon.
Hi, Oliver.
Hello.
Alistair. Glad you could make it.
Oliver's come to do some small bills.
How's Caroline?
Oh, fine. Bit apprehensive. Got another visit from the social worker coming up.
Oh.
No, but she's fine.
Hold it up against you. Leopard print ain't really me.
Well, it might bring out the feline in you.
Don't think so.
Right, Oh, how about this one?
Oh.
Yeah?
Well.
It's very slimming, too.
Yeah?
See, fitted tops, they cheat Mother Nature.
Huh?
It's like an optical illusion.
I always try and cover up what Mother Nature give me.
Well, that's a mistake. You were born to launch ships with a figure like that, Clary.
Oh. Look, I don't want to look like mutton dressed as lamb. I like these glittery bits. Are you throwing them out?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with them. But I thought they'd save you spoiling your own things at work.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jolene. It's very thoughtful.
Oh, this blooming picture.
Oh, it's a nice one of Lucy.
Oh, her eyes are following me everywhere. Shove it under here for now.
Oh,
I'd better go and check the ladies.
Hello, love.
Hi.
She's already checked them toilets 10 times. You all right?
What do you think?
Oh, come on now, cheer up.
Boy, because it might never happen.
You have your drink with Alistair. Do you want the world thinking you're beat?
Oliver! Oliver! Ruth here!
Hi, job!
Hi, love.
How's it going?
Yeah, nice bit of hay.
Good.
Where are the others?
I dropped them off at the top.
Evening, Ruth.
Hi. Pip's leading the way. She's the official guide.
What's this? Oh, Linda came across a form of leverets in the next field.
Pip's very proprietorial about them.
Oh, I see. She asked me yesterday if I would stop all tractor activity in the whole field.
Oh, I'm glad she's concerned.
Oh, she's concerned, all right.
Oh, they're lovely animals. Well, that's why everyone's getting interested in improving their habitat.
Yeah, we've been thinking about that, haven't we, David? Under the stewardship scheme.
Yeah.
Though I don't like to brag, but we hunting people have done pretty well in that department, looking after habitats.
Absolutely right.
Anyway, I'd better push on.
I thought you were staying for some ginger beer. There's plenty.
Oh, no, really, thank you, Ruth. Truth is, there's a pipe with my name on it down at the bull when I finish.
Fair enough.
Well, listen, thanks for coming.
Anytime, David. I hope that's enough small bales.
Oh, it looks plenty.
Well, I'll just finish the field. Give me a shout if you need any more.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you.
Oh, your mum rang. We've arranged to clean Rickyard together on Wednesday.
Hang on, that's your birthday.
No, I don't mind.
Ruth?
We're going out for lunch, aren't we?
Even so.
I'm not bothered, really. And it was the best day for Jill. Sam's coming on Sunday. We've got to get on with it.
Well, if you're sure.
She's made some new curtains for the bedroom.
Really? What's wrong with the old ones?
Oh, they're a bit shabby. So is a lot of the furniture. I don't want him thinking he's come to a dump.
Ah, Oliver. Where can I get you? Pipe, please, Sid. I've earned it. Cheer up. Oh, busy this evening.
Evening.
Hello, Alistair.
Yes. Is there a coach party on?
Oh, that looks good. They shouldn't.
I'll get this one back to Eddie. Might help lubricate his little grey cells. I thought he'd be bursting with ideas.
Oh, what for?
Aha! They're hatching all sorts of evils over there. But the bush took a challenge at the face.
Oh, yes.
I must say, I expected more enthusiasm from him.
Yeah, is that a long face since he came in? So, what are you going to make people do? Chew on old witchetty grub?
Oh, blimey. You make it sound like a toffee. Well, let's just say we're working on it. We've got some wonderfully silly endurance tests lined up.
Good grief, not too busy, I hope.
Oh, don't be laughing. Well, we don't want to be sued. But on the other hand, there's got to be an edge, or what's the point?
It's your point.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
See you.
Yeah, bye. There you are, sir. Oh, that's better. Yeah, we set up some pretty elaborate jakes during my time in the army.
Oh, yes.
Well, we had a lot of time to kill in the mess.
And the devil finds work, right, Glenn?
He does indeed.
Your train.
Ah, oh, cheers, thanks. Yeah, well, one poor chap. It was the night before the passing out parade. A group of us fell on him and shaved off one of his eyebrows.
Oh, well, just the one?
Yes, yeah, they were quite bushy.
Oh, cruel. What did he do?
Well, he couldn't very well shave the other one off. It would have looked very odd. So he put some boot blacking on his toothbrush and... Aided it on with that.
That sounds good, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. We were talking about the army and the bush tucker challenge.
Are you going in for it, Oliver?
Well,
I mean, I bet they're not much as phased as you.
Oh.
So?
Why not, yes. Oh, well, if Caroline will let me.
Ted, there's a stranger in the server.
I can see
him. Be polite.
Right. All right.
Hey, yes, sir.
Lovely evening. What can I get you?
Shires, is it?
That's it. It's a local specialty.
Right. Pint of that.
Oh, it's hard work, this.
Everything all right?
I kill for a seat.
Give it a bit.
Oh, I'll only go in here.
Oh.
We've been nominated for the South Borsetshire Pub of the Year Award.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Only, see, we ain't got a clue who the judges are. They come in on the off chance, see?
Oh, sneaky.
It's a terrible strain.
Well, have a game of Skittles with me. That'll help you relax.
Oh, no, we can't relax for a minute. Oh. Well, here's Mike, look, he'll give you a game.
All right.
Oh, excuse me, Oliver. Hello there, girls. What's it been?
Clara?
Yeah?
Have you seen my picture of Matthew and Lucy? He's here at dinner time. Inside this jug. Did you move it?
I don't know where it is, Sid.
That's funny. What have you done to yourself?
Eh?
Oh, that top.
It's a bit tight.
Yeah, I can see.
Can't hardly lift my arms up. Do you like it?
Would you mind serving Adam for me, please?
Hold on, I'll write that one down. Sorry, I can't think of much.
No, look, cow cake's good.
Well, it's only soya and cereals and all said and done.
It's not fleshy, though, is it? We need something a bit more stomach-turning. How about raw tripe?
Clary cooked that nice with onions.
No, there could be legal implications if we make people eat raw meat.
Would you mind not putting them two words in the same sentence? Legal and meat.
Oh, sorry. Well, let's move on to the non-edible challenges.
Right.
Any ideas? I know. Lying in a bath of stinging nettles.
OK.
Oh, and I know what else stings. Those wax strips Shula uses on her legs. I've heard they make grown men weep. Eddie?
Good. Look, Alistair, I'm sorry. Can we do this another time?
Ah, here it is. Clara?
What?
My picture. You must have put it under here by mistake.
Oh.
Well, never mind. Oh, you've got finger marks all over. There we are.
Everything all right?
It's better.
Oh. Yeah.
Back in pride of place.
Clary, love.
Yeah?
I'm going on.
We're sorry, yeah?
I feel a right fraud.
Why? What's that?
Well, there's me planning the bush tucker challenge with Alistair. And it's more than likely I'll be in prison for the feat.
No.
Face it, love. I should never have said yes to Alistair. I've had it.
Ian's gone in at the deep end.
Well done, 20 lengths.
Oh, feels like it.
Shall I dry you?
There's
no one around.
Just give me the toilet.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, I thought you weren't staying to watch.
Couldn't resist. You have the place to yourself this time of the morning.
Yeah, that's why I like it. Oh, it's so peaceful. Things are a bit hectic now we're open.
What's on today?
We're in the bistro. Lamb chops and champ.
Champ?
Yes, mash and scallions done in cream and butter. It's from home.
Sounds more tempting than last night's offering at the ball. Well,
you're not being rude about Frida's cooking. It's good.
Crowd of us were thinking up ideas for the bush tucker challenge at the fete.
Oh, that?
Yeah, Mike was saying he had cast iron innards and could eat anything till someone presented him with a snail from the pub garden.
The Mike Tucker challenge, eh? No garlic, I take it.
In its natural state.
Oh, no, we never.
Did he, hey? Said he was saving himself for the actual event.
And here's me trying to civilise this village with decent food.
Well, there was quite a primitive streak showing itself last night. Made me think. I reckon I could do it.
Oh, you do you? So, what, you wouldn't be fazed by the challenge?
Not at all.
Well, you'll be entering then?
Well, why not? I'm up for it.
Right then, that's settled.
Okay.
Indiana Macy.
Are you sending me up?
Would I? Owen's doing the commentary for it.
Who?
You know, the chef from Lower Loxley. Well, so I heard anyway.
Oh, right. Isn't he Kay?
I don't know.
Are you miffed they didn't ask you?
Well, I'll be busy.
Well, I hope you'll spare an hour in the afternoon to watch me writhing in a bath of cockroaches.
It might put me off my ice cream.
I just hope Eddie won't make us eat condemned meat.
Well, that's not funny, Adam. It's not safe. You can go to prison for that, you know.
So I believe. Look, I'd better go. The students will be getting up soon. I've got Pat coming round this morning.
No, I fancy sitting in with Helen one day to watch her doing the cheese. Look, do you think it's too soon?
I don't know. I can ask Pat.
Thanks. Oh, how's the metro?
Still slow.
You know, maybe having them all in the same piecemeal's a bad idea.
Why?
Well, I bet the slow ones feel demoralised by being so far behind the others filling their punnets. I mean, the girls are bound to be more dexterous for a start.
They are.
Well, so why not break them up into two groups? How many are there?
12.
Okay, then the fastest 6 and the slowest. Their rate will go up if they're with kids their own ability.
You reckon?
Yeah, then your man might not stick out like a sore thumb.
Oh, I doubt it.
Look, I've come across clumsy kids like him in the kitchen. One lad in college, was down casually every other day, cutting and burning himself. Set fire to his whites once.
But even if I put him in a slower group, he's still a lousy picker.
Well, do you not think it's worth a try?
Oh, maybe.
And it'll show Brian you're using your initiative.
Our privacy shattered.
It's Stefan. He does 30 nights.
I'm sorry I called unannounced, Jennifer, but it suited me to come before work.
Well, you'll have to forgive me in my slippers.
Oh, yes. You're packing?
Brian and I are away tomorrow for the rest of the week.
Oh, anywhere special?
The Cheddar Gorge and Exmoor.
Oh, lucky you.
So, you were saying the owners of the Cat and Fiddle turned you down.
Yes, I was pretty crestfallen at first. They were so negative. I mean, it's not as if they can redevelop it for profit.
Well, no, not while it's listed. So, no heritage centre.
Wait. They were clear they wouldn't donate the building, but they did offer to sell it to me.
Oh?
Yes, and I found a way we could buy it.
We? But I don't think I want to risk capital.
Oh, the collective we, Jennifer. I went back onto the Architectural Heritage Fund website and sent off for this information pack. Here.
Well, funding, that'd be good.
Hold on. We'd have to form what they call a Buildings Preservation Trust first.
Oh, a trust?
Yes, it explains it all in here. Mm-hmm. That enables us to raise all sorts of funds, grants, lottery money, donations.
Oh, right. Even for a small project like the Cat and Fiddle.
Oh, yes. The raison d'etre of the BPT is to preserve those small empty buildings no one else will touch.
Well, that's heartening.
Yes, isn't it? Of course, you have to register as a charity before you can get funds.
And how do you do that?
Ah, fear not. I got a pack from the Charity Commission as well, so it shouldn't be a problem. It's here somewhere.
Gosh, Linda, you have been busy.
Lovely.
Aren't they?
The best in the world, British strawberries.
When they're covered and not left to the vagaries of the weather.
Yeah. You've done well getting into them now. There's been an absolute explosion in soft fruit.
I know, and they're selling themselves. I've just bagged a local wholesaler.
Oh?
Yeah, he'll sell them onto pubs and restaurants.
Really?
Great, isn't it?
Yeah.
The market's really opening up. We're even taking them to the Royal this year.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, I'm delighted.
That'd be great.
You know Borchester Fine Foods?
Of course.
Yeah, well, they have a stand in the food hall every year, and I'm on one end of it.
Oh.
Took some forward planning, I can tell you. I was onto them soon as last year's show was over.
Oh, you need to be. We've done the Royal before now, of course.
Sorry, Pat. Can you six go up to the other end now, please?
How are they getting on? Not too homesick.
Well, if they are, they're not showing it. Ian suggested a new way of working today that'll hopefully raise their output.
I've heard his new bistro bar's a great success.
Yeah. You wouldn't recognise the place at lunchtime now. I think the young farmers have taken it up.
Oh, I wish Helen would get back in with her old gang. Friends of her own age. Greg isolated her so much.
How is she?
Working hard in the dairy on a new batch of Borsetshire Blue.
Well, that's something constructive.
I suppose.
Ian said he'd like to go in and see her cheese making.
Really?
Yeah, he's into all that.
Well, that'd be great. Anything to help her out of herself, he's welcome any time.
It doesn't seem too daunting.
That's what I thought. Well, I must get off. I don't want to risk the wrath of Caroline.
No.
Thanks for the coffee.
Oh, not at all.
I could leave all this bump for you to take away.
No, thank you, Linda.
You sure? It's fascinating.
It's meant to be a holiday. And I've got a P.D. James to read.
Oh, I'm a Val McDermott woman myself. She understands the depraved mind. Well, I'll keep it all for now, then.
I'll take a look at it when I get back.
All right.
I'm jolly pleased you're not giving up, Linda. Sean and Peter did their best, but it'd be a shame to have it fall even further into disrepair.
Oh. Well, to be honest, Jennifer, I've been looking for a project like this to come my way. Now all I need to do is find appropriate volunteers to join the Trust. Still, I'm sure that won't be a problem.
Oh, hiya.
Morning.
Don't often see you in the staff room.
Well, if I have my coffee in the kitchen when breakfast's on, I get sucked into giving them a hand.
It's not your job.
I know, but that's what happens.
Planning new menus?
Daydreaming. Well, aren't you an hour early? Trudy said you were in at 10.
Yeah. I'm coming here to chill.
Still hectic at home.
You don't know the half of it. It's raining carters.
You poor man.
Well, I was talking to Will last night. He had the cheek to say his flat field was empty now Emma's gone back to be with her mum and dad.
Maybe you should move in with him.
I can't see the funny side, I'm afraid.
Sorry.
I'm just holding out to the weekend.
Yeah, what happens then?
Well, Christopher's doing the decent thing and moving out into the caravan.
Well, there you are.
Well, except the latest is... he's having his birthday bash outside when his exams are over.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Place will be crawling with drunk, spotty teenagers.
Well, that'll be another bad night for Phoebe, then.
Yeah.
Now, how's the building work going?
Oh, they got the brick and block up to ground level. Oh, it's going to be a great house.
Well, I'm sure it is, but at the moment...
Yeah, look, and last night, yeah, I went downstairs in the dark and walked into an upside-down bunch of delphiniums.
What, now you've lost me now?
Well, Emma and Will are saving money on confetti, so they're all drying flowers instead.
In your house?
No, look, don't ask. See, I like Emma, you know, of course I do, but I mean, Willow Farm's become the centre of operations for her wedding, and we're not even related.
All right, you'll have me in tears in a minute.
Oh, I'm not exactly cheering myself up here, either.
Oh,
Linda.
Morning, you two.
Morning.
Cutting a bit fine, aren't you?
Caroline's not around, is she?
No, she's at home today. Got the social worker coming.
Oh, what a relief. I've just had a power breakfast with Jennifer.
Oh, very grand.
We're trying to buy the Cat and Fiddle.
Well, it's in a bit of a state.
Roy, it's an architectural jewel, a diamond in the rough.
What, is that the empty pub on the way out of the village?
Yeah. She used to be my local.
Well, just you wait till it's up and running as a heritage centre. You won't recognise it.
So? What do you think? Anyone for tennis?
It'll do.
Oh, Mum, how long have you had that?
Yeah, I can't remember. Haven't played for donkey's years.
That's enough.
Oh, Adam! Well, I think it's fine. It says tennis, that's all we want.
I don't want to look dated. Why are you selling strawberries and cream, for heaven's sake? It's not a fashion show.
Treat yourself to a little lycra number with spaghetti straps.
Just for a farmer's market. What a waste of money.
Ooh, I could get a little pink cardigan like Virginia Wade's in 77. They're back in fashion now.
No, stick to white. Anyway, I must go and see to the students.
Oh, Adam, did you see the tubs and spoons that Pat's brought?
Yes.
You're just right, aren't they?
Yeah, perfect. Look, I'll see you later, Mum.
Okay.
Bye, Pat.
Bye.
He's full of it. It's all coming together for him. Strawberries, Ian, of course, and now he's thinking about doing a management course. You know, Brian's so impressed with him.
Well, the golden boy.
Yes. I'm so looking forward to next week. It'll make a nice change for you being off the farm.
I suppose.
It'll give you a break from... well, from...
Helen?
Well, Tony said that things were still very difficult at home.
That's one word for it.
How is she?
Who knows? I'm the last person she talks to.
Oh, Pat.
Well, Tony was always her father confessor on the subject of Greg.
Well, that's often the way with fathers and daughters. And well, it's the same with mothers and first sons. Look at me and Adam and look how you and John were.
That's supposed to make me feel better.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. I'm making things worse, aren't I?
Oh, of course you're not. It's what's in everyone's mind.
must be so hard for you when Helen needs you so much.
Greg drove a wedge between me and Helen when he was alive, and he's still doing it now he's dead.
George is a bit frustrated.
Have you finished?
Hey, nearly. Oh, it doesn't take long, this patch. So, are you coming with me?
No, Jill's here. We're taking Marjorie out for lunch.
Oh, Chris.
Don't bully me.
Bully you? They're demolishing the police house next week. We've had months to decide what to put in its place. We can't go on putting it off. What do you want to do, live in a tent?
Of course not.
Well, come and see Lewis and let's come up with a plan.
You decide.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We've both got to live in it.
Well, let Lewis decide then.
Oh, give me strength.
Well, I don't know.
Unless you want it building exactly the same as before, then we won't need a ruddy plan.
I'm not living in a replica of where it happened. How could you even suggest it?
Well, at least I know now what you don't want. Look, love, you can't wish this away.
Hello, Chris, are you ready? Oh, Jill's waiting. I've got to go.
Oh, Chris.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Oh, hell.
Can we go and see the baby hares again, Mom?
Yes, of course. Sweetheart. Just now, is that what you always have for lunch?
Sometimes it's pizza.
And the chips. Jamie?
It's potato waffles on Fridays.
You told me you ate salad and veggies at school.
Sometimes I do.
Do you?
I like chips and potato waffles.
Yes, I know you do. And that pudding, do they give you that every day?
Yeah, but I don't always eat it.
Good boy.
I swap it for Leo's chocolate.
Jamie?
He has it in his lunchbox.
Do a lot of the others have a packed lunch?
Yeah.
Well, let's just hope the dentist is pleased with you today.
Hi, Helen.
Oh, Ruth. Lovely morning.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, fine. Busy, you know. I'm making a batch of Borsetshire Blue.
Oh.
Falling a bit behind.
Well, that's not surprising.
Yeah, I'm thinking of researching a new one, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not a blue, another soft cheese, maybe.
Oh, lovely. What have you got there?
Apricot ice cream. It's for me birthday tea.
Oh.
It's today.
Oh, many happy returns.
Thanks. David's taking me to the lunchtime bistro at Grey Gables. We should have left 10 minutes ago.
Are you still here, Ruth?
We're all behind as usual. Helen was just telling me about her new project.
What's this?
Researching a new soft cheese.
Oh.
Sorry. Look, I need to get on. Excuse me. Don't worry.
Very tense, isn't she?
As only Helen can be. I'm walking on eggshells, Ruth.
Oh, dear.
She's throwing herself into work this week.
Is that a good idea?
Will you tell her?
When my dad died, well, it was a real relief from crying sometimes. It's so exhausting.
Except you know Helen. She doesn't do things by halves. I'm worried she's using it as a substitute and she won't ask for help.
Oh, Pat, what a worry for you.
Yeah. Kirsty found a website for people in Helen's position.
Well, that's a good idea.
I thought so, only...
Well, it might suit Helen better than face-to-face help. Only as a way in.
Of course.
You'll need support as well, Pat, to get through this.
Oh, I'm all right. I haven't lost my partner, thank God.
Ruth?
No, it's me, Jill.
Oh, Kathy. How nice. I'm just putting this curtain up.
Oh, do you need a hand?
No, thank you. Well, that's one done.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Ruth and I thought the place needed brightening up. We've got our new herdsman moving in on Sunday.
Oh.
Sam. He's coming down from Cheshire. We've been cleaning all afternoon.
Yes, she said. Jamie's come to see the leverets.
Oh, that looks great.
Good. Ooh. I'll have a little breather before I put the next one up.
Thanks for picking the kids up, Cathy.
No problem.
David's taking them down to the field. I'll get on with the tea.
No, let me do the tea. It is your birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Sorry, I didn't know.
It's okay. She's worked very hard.
Not that hard. I had lunch out.
Anywhere nice?
Grey Gables Bistro Bar.
Oh, right. What's it like?
Oh, the pudding's at a die for. David had the bread and butter one, and I had gooseberry crumble custard.
Sounds like school.
Not the way Ian makes them.
The traditional ones are all coming back. Something has never changed.
Oh, maybe they should. They're not exactly good for you.
The occasional treat doesn't hurt.
Yeah, occasional. But they get that every day at school, according to Jamie. And worse.
What do you mean?
Well, I had to pick him up at lunchtime to go to the dentist. He was eating a blob of unidentifiable pasta and a mound of chips.
Ooh.
I dragged him away before his pudding.
What about vegetables?
Didn't see any.
They wouldn't eat them, Jill. They'd go to waste.
How do they know if they don't serve them?
Exactly. Jamie eats veg at home with me and at the Bull with Sid. They ought at least try.
What about fruit? Most children like fruit.
Yeah, well, I didn't see any.
That's appalling.
I'm only going by what he said. I don't know for sure.
Well, it's no surprise to me. Anyway, whatever they serve, the kids get to choose, don't they?
I may be maligning the school. They did have a big healthy eating poster up.
Of course, it starts in the home, a balanced diet.
I could make more of an effort, I know.
No, Ruth, I didn't mean...
That's okay.
I'll do the other curtain.
No, give it to me.
At least let me hold it up. It's heavy.
No, you sit there, Jill. I'll do it.
Oh, all right.
The trouble is, they like convenience food.
Yeah, it's the new addiction.
Things are so different these days. You might find you have more time to cook when Sam starts next week, Ruth.
Well,
I saw this article the other day. 1 in 12 6-year-olds is obese.
Good Lord.
That's a lack of exercise as well. Can you give us a bit more, Cathy?
Oh, sorry. No, I mean, I want to do something. I mean, we hand our kids over every day in good faith, and we haven't got a clue what's going into their system.
No.
It's our responsibility to find out.
They're working to a budget, remember? Oh, get in there. They'll be bulk buying at the cheapest price, and that's bound to mean highly processed stuff.
Well, no wonder Jamie's so hyper when he comes home from school. Oh, I've a good mind to ask the head about it.
Well, it might be more helpful to give us some alternative suggestions than going all guns blazing.
That's true. Present it with something positive.
There must be schools that do it differently. We just need to find out. There.
The WI have got a children's diet campaign on. That might be useful to us.
Well done, Ruth.
You don't think they're too flowery for a man?
Oh, you're in here.
Yeah, I'll start supper in a minute.
No, that's okay. You're looking something up?
Shut the door. Come look at this.
What?
There.
What is this?
A bereavement site.
Oh.
Look, it's up to you to decide whether to be permanently hurt by the last act of a free individual or not. This option is yours.
Helen's nowhere near that stage.
I know.
She still hardly knows what hit her.
But how is she going to get there if she won't accept help? It's no good, this shutting everyone out.
We can't force her, love. There are no quick fixes. You, of all people, should know that.
Would you show her this?
Well, I don't know.
Please, she won't take it from me.
Only if she asks.
But I'm worried what'll happen if she doesn't open up, Tony.
I know it's frustrating.
She's storing up so much pain for herself.
She's suffering now.
I know, and I can't bear to see it. If only... Oh.
I know.
She's my daughter, for heaven's sake, and I've hardly had two words with her all week.
Oh, love, try not to let it get to you.
I can't help it.
She's always been private.
Secretive and defensive, you mean? She doesn't get it from me.
Just because she doesn't wear her heart in her sleeve, she takes after Mum and Granny P like that. Got a lot of self-control. And she won't thank us for what she'd see as interfering.
It's not interfering if she's at risk.
Come on.
Well, if she's not talking to anyone, how do we know what she's thinking or planning?
She'd never put us through that.
We don't know.
I do, and she wouldn't. We've got to take the flak and stay strong. It's the only way. She'll come to us when she's ready.
To you mean?
Oh, no, don't start.
Oh, sorry. Feeling sorry for myself, that's all. She kept him a secret for ages.
Yes.
And then it all came out about the divorce and the children.
She knew you wouldn't like him, that's why.
Oh, she was right. Moody so-and-so.
They suited each other.
How can you say that?
They were alike in a lot of ways. You never seemed able to accept that.
He brought her down.
She loved him.
Oh. There's a bit here about not making big decisions at work.
Oh, that makes sense.
She told Ruth she wants to start researching a new cheese.
What? Oh, no.
Well, can you at least have a word with her about that?
Fair enough. I'll try.
Thanks. Just get at a soft pedal for a bit. Take things gently. She's gone into overdrive.
Yes, I know. I've been selfish leaving it all to him.
It's not really fair.
No, I know. It's important you decide this together. I realise that now. I just didn't want to face it.
Ah, evening, Jill.
Well, now's your chance to tell him, right?
Hello.
There's a sight. My two favourite women sipping lemonade on a summer evening. Hello, love.
Hello. Do you want some?
Well, it does look nice.
Oh, I'll fetch you a glass.
No, Phil will want his supper. You stay there, and I'll bring George a glass.
Oh, all right, thanks. You were a long time.
Oh, I went to help William after seeing Lewis.
George?
Aye?
I'm sorry. I've had my head in the sand over the new house. I've been stupid.
Oh.
I do want us to plan it together.
Really?
Of course.
What a relief.
Well, it's our future.
Aye.
So, how did you get on with Lewis?
Well now, very interesting. He's had a cracking idea, if we can get it through planning.
What?
How does a bungalow sound?
We find Ian sitting pretty.
This seat's incredible.
Well, you need it when you're sitting in here all day.
Not off, combining or not.
Yeah, I nearly have. Mind you, the computer just carries on and takes care of everything for you.
Yeah?
Well, practically. It monitors the speed, cutting height, yield per acre.
Whoa!
It even tells you how much grain you've lost out of the bag.
What, does it make the tea as well?
No, but there is this dinky little compartment for your drink.
Really? God, I bet it cost a fortune.
The price of a house? Oh, where's that engineer? I can't hang around all afternoon.
Oh, am I holding you up?
Oh, no, don't be daft. I need to check in with the pickers, that's all.
Oh, how's it working out? Did you try my idea?
Well, I think there's a slight improvement. It's only been a couple of days.
And Demetrio?
He's still well behind the others.
Poor guy.
I don't feel sorry for him. Feel sorry for me. I'm the one with Brian breathing down my neck.
Hi!
Oh, hi, Alice.
Hello.
You're home early. Come on, let's get down.
Okay. Oh, it's a long way down.
Shouldn't you be at work, Ian?
Well, shouldn't you be at school?
I had a free period last thing, so Auntie Lillian put me up at 10:02.
Didn't she stay?
No.
Careful, Ian. Cheers.
She might come round later, so I'd Polly.
Oh, good.
Is Demetrio on his break now?
Not for another half hour. Why, as if I didn't know?
Ah, oh, you're still sweet and slow, Coach.
Well, don't call him that.
Well, he's lost in a dream most of the time.
He's got the soul of an artist in the body of a labourer.
Oh, please.
And he's only at Ag College because his dad made him go. He really wants to be an actor.
Well, perhaps he could act the part of a Ukrainian student who can actually pick some strawberries.
He's got his mind on higher things, that's all.
Well, maybe when we're in Stratford, he'd rather see King Lear while the rest of us are on the river.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, well, when are you going?
Saturday. Keeps the students motivated if they know they've got a treat at the end of the week.
You know, Alice, he hasn't offered me the cultural tour yet.
Well, I didn't realise you wanted to go.
It's nice to be asked, isn't it?
She understands.
We can go any time, but you're so busy at work empire building.
Jeez, you can talk.
Now, boys.
Look, I'd better push off. I said I'd get to Helen's for 30:30.
Okay.
Don't you want to say hello to Chandler?
Oh, sorry, I haven't time now, Alice. Sorry. How's his laminitis?
Chronic.
Sorry.
Too much new grass this spring.
Yeah. Well, I hope your man comes soon.
Me too.
Who?
The service engineer.
Oh, you haven't forgotten your video on the second half of the footy for me?
Boring.
What are you doing here? It's your sausage day.
Oh, I had to cover for Betty. She's babysitting Phoebe.
Oh.
Tom let me go early. They only had a few cases left to fill for the supermarket lorry. I left them to it.
Right.
I'd rather be at home, to be honest.
What, with all that mess? Oh.
Neil keeps telling me it's creative chaos.
Don't tell my lot. It'll be their new excuse for leaving the place a tip.
Honestly, he keeps bringing files home from the unit saying, where can I put this? I mean, he's keeping a lot at Willow Farm.
They're a bit full anyway, I suppose.
Yeah. Keeps them in carrier bags in a corner of their living room. It's not ideal.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, Betty's invited us into the house for tea tonight so we can sit at a clear table. It'll be bliss.
I saw him dinner time and I dropped our Edward off. He said he was rushing back to check up on the workmen.
Oh, honestly, Clary, he follows them everywhere with his tape measure.
Doing their job for them.
Practically. He's right to keep checking, mind. I mean, the dimensions of the kit are all set by computer, so there'll be no room for error. If it don't fit the foundations, we're stuffed.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry we couldn't offer Eddie the work.
Oh, no, he's over it. Do you know the Barfords have settled on a bungalow?
Oh, have they?
Mm-hmm. Jill told me.
Oh, well, that'll be perfect for them. Something totally different from the police house.
No reminders.
No. Oh, I'll be glad to see it demolished next week so I won't have to look at it.
Will. She give me some more delphiniums.
Oh, that's kind of her.
Yeah, but trouble is I'm running out of places to hang them up. Jo's lean-to looks like a florist.
You know, Betty's been so kind letting us use their place and their address for the invites.
Have many replies yet?
Oh, only one or two.
Oh, not exactly a flood.
No.
Still, you only sent them last week. Don't worry.
Well, we can't finalise the numbers for the meal till we know.
It's going to give you a few grey hairs this wedding. Has Emma booked her hairdresser yet?
Oh, yeah. Destiny from Air Today.
Oh, my
Lord. Very good. She's doing the bridesmaids too, and all their makeup.
I suppose she could do nothing with mine.
Oh, well, it's an all-in price, you see,
Clary. No, it's all right. I was only joking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Mum in the back, is she?
Oh, no. Ailey rang to ask her to see to Phoebe after school. There was some hold-up at work.
All right. Well, I see Matt Crawford's ripped the guts out of your old place, Susan.
Oh, vandal. Wish we'd sold it to you now.
Not half as much as I do.
I saw our fitted wardrobes in the skip on Monday.
Never.
Well, your old bath's in there now.
What?
Yeah, slinging the old suite in.
Oh, same as happened to mine.
Cheek. Hey, watch the shop, Clary.
Hey.
Oi, careful with that!
It's rubbish now, love!
Rubbish to you, maybe.
Oh, Crawford hadn't wasted much time.
Oh, he's wasted his money. Well, I'll have the last laugh when avocado comes back into fashion.
Don't hold your breath.
Hey, I started on a kitchen nail, right?
Good. I kept it immaculate, especially the toilet.
Oh, no, look, there's a big chip here.
Oh.
Yeah, and the pedestal's got a crack and all.
Where?
Well, look there, you see?
Oh, careless. This plug's still all right.
Hey, yeah, careful.
Take this for the new bathroom.
Will you?
Yeah, why not? Or it might come in handy somewhere else. You never know.
Thanks, but yeah, you'll be fine. Hey, Alf.
Mum tugged you up, has she?
Yep.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry. What, you're pushing the whey out of the curds here?
Just finished.
Well, it's a long job, isn't it? Stirring for all that time.
Get used to it.
What, are you drilling it off now?
Look, if you know what I'm doing, why have you come?
You okay?
Mum sent you, didn't she?
Did she?
Let me guess, to cheer me up?
Well, I'm not doing a very good job then, am I?
No.
Look, she didn't, by the way. Send me.
No?
I wanted to come.
And to keep an eye on me?
To watch you make cheese.
Oh.
Food's my thing, remember?
Yeah.
Will it help you break up the curds when this is drained?
Yeah, if you like.
I'll be interested to see just how much salt you add.
Yeah, sea salt.
Yeah, it's all about relationship, isn't it? Mm. Creating a good cheese, everything depends on everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Subtlety. That's what I love about it.
Oh, God, I wish I had more time. I'd love my own vegetable garden, and I'd love to make cheese.
Really? Well, how much do you like washing up? Because that's what it's really about.
yeah, I've done enough of that in my line of work. It drives you bonkers, doesn't it?
Well, there's a pile over there if you really want to help.
OK.
I didn't mean it.
Oh, yes, you did. Come on, lead me to it.
No, Ian, really, it's all right.
No, I haven't just come to help with the glamorous jobs. Now, are these the only rubber gloves on offer? No, I'm not wearing pink.
No, Ian.
It's OK to laugh, Helen.
No.
Don't overdo it, sweetheart.
It's only a short walk.
OK, just as far as the gate. And you better take him back.
He gets so cross if I don't exercise him. He's lonely in the starvation paddock.
I know.
Alistair says it helps the blood flow in his feet.
Poor old Chandler. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're a good boy. Hey, what do you fancy for supper?
I don't mind.
Well, have a look at Mum's list. Mm-hmm. Or we could get a takeaway.
Yeah!
Mum needn't find out. And would you like to come to Stratford on Saturday?
Can I?
Well, I don't see why not. There'll be room on the minibus.
Cool!
Only no sloping off with Dimitro.
There.
Well, that was nothing short of heroic. Sorry the gloves didn't fit.
I hate them, actually.
Well, you can give me a hand here if you like.
Okay. So, what are we doing?
Breaking up the curd.
Oh, right. Now, do my hands pass muster?
Yep, they look clean enough to me.
Good. Well, about this size?
Yeah, perfect. I'm sorry about before.
Forget it. I have...
It's just Mum. You know.
Yeah. I wanted to come because I like it here. It reminds me of my father's farm. Was bigger, of course, but... There's an atmosphere you don't get anywhere else. I miss it.
But you're at home farm all the time.
Yeah, well, that's far too high-tech for me. Don't tell Adam. And there's no cows. How do you know when to get up when there's no cows?
So how many's he got?
It's just 50 Frisians.
Hmm. Do they ever come over to see you?
The cows?
Your parents.
No, my mother's dead.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
That's all right.
Sorry.
You know, I was 13. I'm over it.
How would you get over it?
Well, I lied. You never do. I know in here she's still alive. And that's what didn't make sense. I'd walked from room to room where she should have been, but she just wasn't there. Oh. Sorry, Helen.
No, go on.
It was so strange. And no one knew what to say to my dad. You know, the female neighbours had come round with all their baking and their fuss. I mean, they thought we were talking about it at home, but we weren't. You know, all boys together, the silence was deafening. We were bottling it up inside. You know, all hurting, but no one saying.
It must have been tough on your dad.
It was, looking back. But you know, he just got on with work. You do.
Yeah.
Me, I hid myself in the kitchen.
Why?
Well, that's where she was. I thought, you know, if I do the things she used to do in here, I'll be near her.
Yeah.
And it worked. I could feel her all about me. We had this beat up old tin sifter she used to use for caster sugar. You know, I can see her with it now. The family would have starved if one of us hadn't got in there and rattled some pots.
I've got a jumper of Greg's. I keep it in bed with me.
Like a comforter?
Yeah. It's not him, though.
Helen goes AWOL.
Trying to improve their meals. It's amazing what I found out in the last 2 days.
It must be an uphill struggle. Same as in the wider world.
It's given me hope, though. Oh, one step at a time. Some fruit and veg would be a start. There was nothing healthy on Jamie's plate when I went to pick him up for the dentist.
Hence this little lot.
Yes. All these radishes look gorgeous.
Yeah, Tony's very pleased with them. They're quite hot, whether Jamie will like them.
No, they're for me. I dip them in hummus and munch the whole bunch. One school changed simple things, you know, like having baked spuds instead of chips and a really good veg soup every day.
Oh, that's cheap to do. Was there a revolt?
I don't know. But the children were much calmer and better able to concentrate, apparently.
They would be.
Well, that's what Jamie needs.
Yeah, it's difficult when a school undermines what you're trying to do at home.
Trying's the word.
What's your next move, then?
Well, I need to find out if it's an issue for the other parents.
Strength in numbers.
Mm. Anyway, I've got Jamie in the car.
Yeah, and I need a word with Helen. She must have made an early start in the cheese room. I haven't seen her this morning.
Any change?
Not really.
There's a few more bales to shift at the far end there, see?
Oh, the side by the gravel pit?
Yeah, that's it. If you can start with them, please, Eddie. Then come and help me move the irrigation pipes.
Right, you are.
And you'd better see if they need more milk in the dairy.
OK. Thanks for the work, Tony.
Oh, you're doing me the favour. Did you go down to the bull for the match yesterday?
No, we watched it at home. Dragged Neil down there later, though. He's going stir crazy in that caravan. They all are.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine what it'd be like if my lot were banged up in a confined space at the moment.
I've been through all this with Herr Edward. I never expected to... Oh, what if he gets sent down?
Hmm? Sorry, Clary.
Eddie, I don't know how we'd manage. The thing he's really dreading is missing Herr William's wedding.
Oh, yes, of course.
I don't want to think about it. I mean, even if he gets off with a fine, it'd be a struggle to pay our contribution. And that'd be such a blow to his pride. He's made a big show to the Carters of paying his whack. Oh, shut up, Clary.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, but here's me going on. I can see you're worried.
She told me she'd be working this morning. I keep going into the cheese room expecting to see her. Oh.
She might have gone into Barchester.
Yeah, but then surely she'd have dropped into the shop. I've rang Kirsty twice now.
Maybe she's gone clothes shopping.
Hardly.
No, sorry.
And her phone's off.
Perhaps she's not answering.
Why? Because it's me.
What?
Can you manage on your own, Clary?
Well, of course.
I've got to find Tony.
Oopsie, steady.
Sorry, Eddie.
She's in a hurry.
Yeah. And don't come no further in.
I wasn't going to. Do you need more milk in here?
No, we're all right, Tom.
What's up with Pa?
She's got herself in a panic over Helen. She's gone walkabout.
Tony? Tony?
In here, Pat. Just making myself a coffee.
Thank God. I've been looking outside. I couldn't find you.
Are you okay? What's happened?
Oh.
Pat?
It's stupid. I know.
Tell me. Come on.
Helen's gone.
What do you mean, gone?
She's not in the cheese room. She's not anywhere.
She must be.
I've got this feeling.
No, calm down, love, please.
Sorry.
Right, that's better. Right, when did you see her last?
When she went up yesterday.
Not this morning, then?
No. Have you?
Come to think of it, no. She's probably at the shop.
No, she's not. I've rung. Oh. Where is she, Tony? What if she's...
Don't, Pat. You'll drive yourself mad.
Oh, I can't help it. We keep saying she's coping with things in her own way, but what if she's not?
No, come on.
I should be protecting her. That's what mothers do, isn't
Please.
It? I just want to be able to hold her and tell her it'll be all right.
Yeah, I know.
But she won't let me, Tony. Why won't she let me?
Pat, listen. I'm going to look for her.
Oh, yes, yes, please.
Do you want to come?
I don't know. I'll stay here in case she comes back.
Good idea.
Oh, she might ring.
Yes.
She'll be all right, won't she?
Try not to worry.
I didn't like the way Derek Fletcher was leering at you in the bar.
What do you want about?
That V-neck top you got off Jolene.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just show off a little more than usual.
A lot more?
Do you know I could still make you jealous?
I'm not.
I'll give it back.
It's more... Well...
What?
I'd hate for anyone to take advantage of you if I weren't around to protect you.
Oh, Eddie, come on now. It might not come to that.
Oh,
Dad.
It's all right, love. It's all right.
I tell you, the strain, we're really getting to him. Jarlene was snappy because Sid wouldn't let us smoke in front of the punters.
I thought something was missing.
Yeah, she only has the odd one. And Sid, trying to be charming all the time, made him dead grumpy. So closing time, they decide that's enough. People will have to take him as they find him.
It's better than putting on a front.
Honestly, we're breathing down my neck every 5 minutes. Smile, Clary. Made me jaw ache. So now, if one of them pub award judges finds them in disarray, too bad.
Yeah.
How am I going to bear it? I can't. I can't. My heart's breaking, Dad. I can't bear it.
Oh, darling.
So much.
I know.
I can't do it. I can't. How could he? How dare he leave me? He never said he was going.
They don't. Here.
And this pain, it's never going to go away, is it?
In time. It's still too raw.
Nothing means anything anymore. It's all empty. There's this black hole where my life was, and now there's nothing. I don't want to go on without him.
Helen, love, listen. When you love someone, it never dies. The love never dies. You do believe that?
I don't know.
What you had with him, that love, was just so precious. No one can ever take it away from him.
He took it!
No. You just can't find it. But when you need it, it'll be there. Only it hurts too much right now.
Why did it have to happen?
I don't know.
I know the moment it all changed.
What?
When Greg turned in on himself, he couldn't face life not seeing Annette and Sonia.
Yes, that was cruel.
He had no hope after that. The light went out of him.
Do you think...
What?
No, nothing.
Say...
Well, do you think he knew then what he was going to do?
I think... It hurt him so deeply he knew he'd never recover. Broke him.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked.
No, it's okay. Oh, you know what makes me so angry too?
What?
How people judged him. They just couldn't leave him alone. I mean, God knows he was hard enough on himself.
Yes, that's true.
When someone dies that way, it's all people remember about their death. They don't get beyond that and remember the person. They remember the act.
Huh.
But I remember the real Greg. Strong. Loving Greg. And I miss him. I miss him so much.
Helen. My little girl.
I'm lonely.
It's all right. It's all right.
Dad. Will you go now?
No.
Please.
Helen?
I promise you I'll come home soon. I promise, Dad.
Oh.
I feel he's near me in the cottage here. I just need more time on my own. Please.
Stupid! What got you doing here?
Well, you said he left in a hurry.
Oh, he hates the damn thing and never uses it if he can avoid it. Oh!
Well, look, he'd find a phone if there wasn't a need.
Where are they, Clary?
I don't know. Look, shall I make us a drink?
No! Thank you. I'm sorry I left you on your own this morning.
Oh, don't worry.
I just thought. Yeah? She might have gone to Ann Baxter's.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Helen talks to her. I've got her number somewhere.
I'm back,
love. Oh, Tony.
Oh, Tony, for God's sake, where... Isn't she with you?
No.
I'll call the police. I should have called...
She's at the cottage.
What?
Greg's.
And you didn't
thing to ring me. I've been going out of my mind here.
I'll leave you to it. I'll get back to you.
There's no phone at the cottage. And Helen must have left here with just her key.
Are you left here without your ruddy mobile?
Yes, yes, I realised. I'm sorry.
How did you know she was there?
I just had a feeling. As soon as I got in the van.
Was she all right?
No. No, she was crying her heart out. She let me hold her and comfort her.
So where is she now?
She's still there.
You mean you left her on her own? Oh, for God's sake, Tony!
Where are you going?
To get her, of course!
Pat, no! Leave her!
What?
She needs to be on her own.
How do you know what she needs?
She told me.
Oh, of course she did.
What's that supposed to mean?
You work it out.
Look, why are we arguing? This is ridiculous.
She's vulnerable, Tony.
Don't you think I know that? I'm not stupid.
Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, we're on the same side, Pat. And I know it's hard, but we've got to trust her.
The Archers was written by Noel Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.